For CBS to build a successful comedy franchise on Monday night, it came into the season needing three good new shows. The returning veterans, New Heart Designing Women and the more recent Murphy Brown, are just fine, but CBS needed new blood. It'll get it, too, in Major Dad and especially in a show called The Famous Teddy Z. The third new sitcom, though, is a dumb concoction called The People Next Door. And by moving in, The People Next Door lower the value of the Monday night neighborhood. First things first. Major Dad starts out the evening for CBS, and it's a wise choice. Gerard McRaney of Simon & Simon plays a career Marine who falls in love with a liberal reporter who's played by Shanna Reed. The fact that she has three daughters makes it a good family comedy for the leadoff spot, and the fact that McRaney and Reed play off each other so nicely makes it a painless comedy to watch.
Well, I've sailed into more than a few harbors in my time. Just strictly temporary layovers. I never even thought about dropping anchor. Till now.
Shiver me timbers. Are you trying to say you like me?
Well, that's a big affirmative.
Well, this is an eye-opener. Would have thought I'd get goosebumps when a man called me his favorite port.
The Famous Teddy Z is funnier, and no wonder. It's written, produced, and directed by Hugh Wilson, who did Frank's Place and WKRP in Cincinnati. Teddy Z is a lot closer to WKRP, and it's almost as good. John Cryer plays Teddy Zakalakis, a temporary mailroom employee at a Hollywood talent agency. A veteran agent, played at full tilt by Alex Rocco, sends Teddy Z to pick up his client, the world's greatest actor, at the airport. By the time they get back, to the amazement of the head of the agency and especially to the client's longtime agent, the world's greatest actor wants Teddy Z to represent him.
So, you're just driving along in the limo, and he asked you to be his agent?
Well, actually, we were outside the car fighting. I just hit Mr. Kibo in the stomach, and he had dropped to his knees.
You were fighting with Mr. Kibo?
No, not really. It was just that one punch.
So that's how you get clients. You pull them out of the car, and you punch them in the stomach.
Sure, I've been doing it all wrong. I take them to lunch, and then like an idiot, I don't even hit them. What the hell am I been thinking about?
Finally, there's The People Next Door. And the only perfect thing about this sitcom is that it's perfectly awful. Jeffrey Jones, who played the wide-eyed dad in Beetlejuice, is a cartoonist with a new wife and a strange imagination. He draws cartoons like The Far Side's Gary Larson. Only when this guy imagines things, they come to life. Unfortunately, given the guy's limited imagination and the fact that this show is on CBS instead of a more liberal cable network, the fantasies that spring to life are things like a talking moose head, a miniature airplane, and a grand piano with Steve Allen at the keyboard. Bored is the key here. The People Next Door is so bad I won't even make you listen to it. Use your imagination.